Welcome back to another episode of Health Hack. I am Melissa Dealey, and I am starting a new series today on the tools of the unconscious mind, which I will be running for the next 4 weeks or so. Our unconscious mind is so incredibly powerful, working for us every second of every single day. And yet we haven't been taught the tools in order to harness the power of our unconscious mind and use it in order to allow us to live an easier life, a life more in flow with access to more resources and to show up as our best selves each and every day. And that's why I want to share this information with you. Because when I started learning this information 2 years ago, it was literally blowing my mind how much more there is than what we've been led to believe. Now, as I'm sure you know, you are aware that your unconscious mind stores all of your memories, and it stores them in order, as if in a filing cabinet, without any judgment from any memory or any experience that you've ever had. It will also suppress your memories from traumatic events until it feels that you are in a safe place where it can release these memories to be dealt with in the conscious mind. And until that time, it represses them, which is why military folk in war zones don't get PTSD until they return home and the unconscious mind deems it safe to bring them forth. The unconscious mind also has your blueprint for perfect health. It also has your map of the health of the body that you're experiencing today. And when it has that blueprint for perfect health, you can get there when you have the tools to be able to access this. Your unconscious mind is the other 90%. You've probably heard that saying that most human beings are only using 10% of their mind anyway. Well, the 10% is the conscious mind. It's your thinking, problem-solving, logical mind. Your unconscious mind is the other 90%. It's where all of your emotional body lies. It's where your imagination and creativity lie. And it's where you have access to so many more resources when you have the tools to know how to access your unconscious mind. And that's what I've been learning and training in the last 2 years. And now I'm loving sharing this with other people, teaching people whether they want to become practitioners in these modalities or working with it to regain their health, improve their life, their business, achieve the dreams they want to be achieving with ease and flow instead of doing it the hard way, which is only relying on the 10%, the conscious mind. It only has access to willpower in terms of moving us from a thought to an action and then maintaining that action, that behavior. And we know willpower doesn't work because every year people make New Year's resolutions and they're completely relying on willpower. And guess what? Most New Year's resolutions have fallen off before the end of January. When we add in the ability to access the unconscious mind and the imagination, we can create new behaviors in simply seconds as we rewire the neurology. This is powerful. And I invite you to stick with me, binge listen to these health hacks if a few of them have been recorded, or tune in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on YouTube and follow along, so that you can start to learn the tools of the unconscious mind and the impact that can have on up-leveling you and everything about your life. So come back, listen to more. I love sharing this information, and I hope you get excited about it, as excited about it as I am.